From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues the final message in this extended series on the Lord's Prayer. We hope that these studies have been a blessing to you and have encouraged you to increased fervency and devotion in the place of prayer. With this message, Dr. Cairns has arrived at the very last word in the Lord's Prayer, the word Amen. In the opening portion of the message, Dr. Cairns sought to establish the meaning of this word with which we often thoughtlessly conclude our prayers. Yet there is much to consider in this simple term. Among its many appearances in the Scriptures, Amen conveys that which is established, fixed, or steady. It expresses the certainty of our faith in God and our fervency in prayer. Indeed, Amen is a title of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will seek to emphasize four things about the force of the word Amen. First of all, in saying Amen, we assert our sincerity in prayer. Dr. Cairns will come to this message entitled Faith's Final Fervent Word in Prayer in just a moment. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Gaining by Giving. The text is found in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 25. If I desire to flourish in soul, I must not hoard up my stores, but must distribute to the poor. To be close and niggardly is the world's way to prosperity, but it is not God's way, for He saith, There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, and it tendeth to poverty. Faith's way of gaining is giving. I must try this again and again, and I may expect that as much of prosperity as will be good for me will come to me as a gracious reward for a liberal course of action. Of course, I may not be sure of growing rich. I shall be fat, but not too fat. Too great riches might make me as unwieldy as corpulent persons usually are, and cause me the dyspepsia of worldliness, and perhaps bring on a fatty degeneration of the heart. No, if I am fat enough to be healthy, I may well be satisfied, and if the Lord grants me a competence, I may be thoroughly content. But there is a mental and spiritual fatness which I would greatly covet, and these come as the result of generous thoughts toward my God, His church, and my fellow men. Let me not stint, lest I starve my heart. Let me be bountiful and liberal, for so shall I be like my Lord. He gave Himself for me. Shall I grudge Him anything?
If I could sing a thousand melodies, I'd sing and never cease how great my God. I'd sing of love, His wisdom, might, and power, each day and passing hour. I'd sing of Him, I'd climb the mountain high. I'd sing into the sky, till heaven and earth could hear my song. If I could sing a thousand melodies, I'd sing and never cease how great my God. And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing, says, led him to die. I scarce can take that in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, can I but see.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, The Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so. This was not his faith that the Lord would do so. But when they painted a picture of prosperity among the people, he said, Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied. That was his fervent desire. That text actually gives us the inspired interpretation of the word Amen as a word to denote truth and desire and faith. It means, may the Lord do so. Or literally, let it be or may it be. And that's what makes it such a perfect word at the end of this and any great prayer. Actually, there's a better reason for having it at the end of the prayer than even its meaning. May it be, or so be it, or may the Lord do so. There's a better reason than that, and the New Testament gives us that reason. And it's simply this, that Amen is a personal, glorious title of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation 3:14, the Lord Jesus spoke unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, and he said, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness. These things saith the Amen. Thus the final word of the Lord's Prayer actually invokes the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Amen God incarnate. That's why he so often said in his earthly ministry, Amen, I say unto you. Or in John's Gospel, Amen, Amen, I say unto you. Translated in our authorized version, Verily, or Verily, Verily, I say unto you. He's using his own personal, peculiar title. Reminds me of what is said of God the Father in Hebrews 6:13 when he established his covenant, because he could swear by no greater. He swore by himself. The Lord Jesus Christ, invoking no greater authority than his own, says, Amen, Amen, I say unto you. A mark of his deity. So it is his name that we use in prayer. And in so doing, we employ the very best reason for making this final plea, may the Lord do so, to our Father in heaven. Amen ends the prayer on a high note. It's a note of sincere desire. It's a note of fervent faith. It's a note of hearty dependence upon God, and it's a note of well-grounded assurance. You'll notice that with the addition of the Amen, the Lord Jesus Christ is clearly instructing us that we don't simply peter out in prayer. We don't simply multiply words and then drop off to sleep and get up from our knees when we waken up. That's not the vision of prayer. The Amen does not come at the beginning. The beginning of the Lord's Prayer is a tremendous beginning. I'm not going to try to rehash the studies we did in that. But the Amen doesn't come there. I think that you could say that while the Lord's Prayer starts in a high note, it keeps on getting higher until we reach the end of the doxology. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. And then the eternal dimension, forever. And then the highest note of all, the Amen. This sincere desire, this quickened faith. It's as if the very words that we have been praying have been stirring up our hearts. They've been quickening our desire. They've been setting fire to our whole being, so that now we reach the very pinnacle of the expression of our assurance and our dependence upon our God. This is the last word, the final word in the prayer. Having looked at its pedigree and its background, its fundamental meaning, now we're in a position to give some attention to the force of this word as it comes at the end of the prayer. I want us to think, therefore, today of faith's final fervent word in prayer. When we say Amen at the end of our prayer, we do four things. First, we assert our sincerity in prayer. Remember that Amen is a word of truth. In fact, I did not try, for the sake of time, to do a detailed study of the etymology of the word, but related nouns are translated throughout the Old Testament, truth. Amen is a word of truth. I've indicated already in the New Testament it is translated verily or truly or of a truth. When we use the word Amen, we are giving a solemn assertion of the truth of what we say. When Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you," he was simply saying, "I solemnly assure you," or "I tell you in all truth." It's the meaning of "verily I say unto you." So when we come to God and we say the words of this prayer and then we say Amen, we are stressing to God the solemn truth of what we have said. We are stressing the solemn truth of every word we have uttered. We are crying to our Father and saying, "Father, I pray this in all truth. I pray this in all sincerity. I pray this with all solemnity." This is not just a matter of words. This is the honest, sincere expression of my heart. This Amen is therefore a word of wholeheartedness. It is a denial of coldness. It is the antithesis of mere formality. When we say Amen to our prayer, we are calling God to witness that this is no empty or thoughtless ritual, that we are not merely going over the well-worn path of trite words, that we are not merely saying what we can say with our brain in the parked position, but that from the depths of our being, we are uttering wholeheartedly with truth and sincerity what we really mean. When in Revelation 5, 13 and 14 we read of the mighty cry of blessing and honor and glory and power unto Him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever, and we read that the four living creatures said, Amen. We can gather something of the intensity, something of the involvement, something of the fiery, burning, blazing, wholehearted love and sincerity that this word connotes. Amen. It asserts our sincerity in prayer. In asserting that sincerity, it is stating its assent and its agreement. It states our agreement with what we're saying. Remember, the words of the Lord's Prayer are a pattern upon which we should pattern all our praying, but they are also the very words that we should use. Jesus also told His disciples, "When ye pray, say," and He gave them the words. When we say these words, we are stating our personal agreement. We are giving our personal, total commitment to what we say. That's true, for example, also when someone else is praying in public and you say amen to it. The amen takes the words that others use and makes them our own. We have the biblical command, indeed, to do this, at least the example. In 1 Corinthians 14:16, Paul was arguing with the Corinthian Christians that they should pray in an understandable language. "Else, when thou shalt bless with thy spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest?" It's very interesting that in this text, amen in the Greek is actually the amen. It's the very same phrase as in Revelation 3:14, "I am the amen." How shall they say the amen? And the definite article has the force then of the well-known, the expected response. How are they going sincerely to invoke the name of the Savior? How are they sincerely going to commit their whole heart in agreement before God with what you're praying if they don't know what you're praying or can't understand? That's Paul's argument. But see that argument would mean nothing unless this is how we're expected to pray. We're expected to have the amen supporting our prayer. In other words, when we pray, listen, if 1 Corinthians 14 means anything, and it means a whole lot, mind you, if it means anything, it means that the place of prayer is the last place in the world we should be playing with words. The place of prayer is the last place in the world we should simply be making a noise. There must be the praying with the understanding. There must be the praying with the heart. There must be the totality of a wholehearted sincerity. We're dealing with the God of truth. We're employing the very terminology that invites the God of truth to see that we are speaking truth. Therefore, when we pray, our praying must be honest, sincere, and true in its commitment.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak. Thank you.